time with Mommy and Victoria and Grayson and Mommy.
And today we're reading a story called St. Patrick's Day by Anne Rockwell, pictures by Lizzie Rockwell. And we are reading this because today is St. Patrick's Day.
No,
so we're going to learn.
St. Patrick's Night.
St. Patrick's Night. It is in the evening. You are right. And what is in this picture right when we open up the book?
A hat.
A hat. And we drew pictures of hats today, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. All right, so let's get started.
Let's get started.
On St. Patrick's Day, I wore my green shirt, green pants, and even my green striped socks. Pablo wore green sneakers. Are you guys wearing green today?
No.
Yes,
you are. Everyone wears something green on St. Patrick's Day. At school, we worked in teams to finish our St. Patrick's Day reports. Charlie, Jessica, and me, Nicholas and Sarah, Pablo, Kate, and Sam, and Machiko and Evelyn. So everybody's working on their reports. See everybody? These people are doing a rainbow. They are, looks like they're decorating socks. They are doing something on the globe. And these people are watering a four-leaf clover. Look at that. Mr. Cisco helped Charlie and Jessica and me find out about St. Patrick. He helped us type the story we told. It says right there, the book says, The Story of Ireland. This is the story we printed out. St. Patrick by Evan and Charlie and Jessica. One bad day, people took St. Patrick from England across the sea to be a slave in Ireland. Patrick was a shepherd. He didn't fight with anyone, but he missed his mother and father, so he escaped. But before long, he went back to Ireland to teach people to be kind to each other. Those are some good pictures. Nicholas and Sarah wrote a play. Nicholas said, I am St. Patrick. Do you know why there are no snakes in Ireland? No, everyone replied. I drove them away, said Nicholas.
Who drove them away?
St. Patrick drove all the snakes away from Ireland. Sarah was a big green snake slithering across the floor. Nicholas rang his bell and beat his drum. Hiss, hiss, I'm scared, said Sarah. I'm going to run away. Follow me, snakes. Said Nicholas. All the snakes are racing to the sea. Now you know why there's no snakes in Ireland. My bell and drum scared them away. Boom, boom, clang, clang. Look at what they did. They turned all the socks into snakes. Isn't that funny? I wondered what they were doing with socks. And she's pulling them all. Pablo, Kate, and Sam love music. Mr. Kelly, the music teacher, taught Pablo and Sam how to dance a jig. An Irish jig. Kate fiddled fast while Sam and Pablo danced. They wore green top hats, and they looked like the leprechauns that make mischief on St. Patrick's Day.
Mom, my butt itches.
Okay, we'll deal with it in a minute. Okay, let's finish our story. Evelyn and Machiko told about the special plant St. Patrick brought to Ireland. Look at this special plant that they brought. It's a three. This one has clovers on it. See all of them? They've got them all in the window growing. See all of them?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. They explained how he planted shamrocks. Shamrocks are tiny, bright green plants with three round leaves. They brought a shamrock for each of us in a paper cup. I am going to plant mine in our garden. Mrs. Madoff said, so many Irish people came across the sea to America that we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, whether we're Irish or not. We're Irish, so we celebrate it. Many Americans are a little bit Irish, but not me. I'm all Irish. My mom and dad were born in Ireland. My grandparents and my aunts lived there. I went to visit them when I was four. Here's a picture of me in that green, green land. Look at the picture of him in Ireland. That's what it looks like. And the sheep and all the green hills. And there's a castle on the sea.
Where?
We have friends that live in Ireland.
Where's the castle?
don't we? Do you know who our friends that live in Ireland are?
Abby.
Not Abby. Abby lives in Atlanta.
Cousins.
No, they're not our cousins. They're our friends, Mia and Clara.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
When I got home, Mom was baking soda bread because that is what her mother always did on St. Patrick's Day. Looks pretty yummy. People put on their best clothes and wore shamrocks. They went to church to pray the way St. Patrick taught them. When they came home, they had a fine meal with soda bread. That's a really pretty teapot and cup. Grandma had a really nice vase, didn't she? She got that from Ireland. She pulled it out this week to celebrate St. Patrick's Day because she got it in Ireland, right?
Yes.
And here's a bowl of toffees.
Where's the bowl?
We took a loaf to Pablo's mother. She said it smelled so delicious. We should have a slice with some hot chocolate. Yum. On March 17th, we all wear something green. That's because it's St. Patrick's Day, and St. Patrick's Day comes just before spring. The sprouts that come in spring are green. That day, we are all a little bit Irish. He has green on his shoes and green on a hat. Here's a green shirt. She's wearing a green necklace and green pants. She's wearing all green, and he's wearing all green. So we all wear a little bit green to celebrate the spring coming on. All right, thanks for joining us. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Bye.